I would like to mention there are several monthly rentals that, in fact, directly across the street from us, there's two monthly rentals that are operating right now. And down the road from Eagle Rock, in fact, adjacent to Eagle Rock, is a property zoned NR1 for nightly use for it's a trailer park or mobile home park that people can come and use. And it's there is access to that through our neighborhood, but it's right next to our neighborhood in the county. And so, there are definitely nightly rentals that are nearby and would impact us.
One thing I'd like to mention is just the screening that goes on when you do rent a home through Airbnb or VRBO. So when somebody requests a booking, first they have to request it, and the setting that we would have is that we have 24 hours to approve or disapprove it. So when I get that request, I can see the person's profile and account. I can see reviews that they have from previous places that they've stayed. So it might show, you know, they have a 4.5 rating out of 5 for all their other stays at other places. They have to, when they request a booking, they have already agreed to the policies of that booking site, and they have agreed to the policies of our home, some of which are no pets, no smoking, only 2 cars, max, no parties, quiet hours from 10 in the evening until whatever, 8 in the morning or whatever. And as our friend Andy said, I am a stickler. I don't put up with rules being broken. So I can see also comments from other stays that they have had saying that show what kind of people they are. Did they respect the property? Did they respect the location that it was in? So that's kind of about that part of it. The other thing that I would say is that this does not set a precedent. Any person, hypothetical person in the future that might have the idea to do this on their property will have to go through this whole process on their own. If this is not a case where if ours is approved, then everybody in the neighborhood is going to start building tiny houses on their lots, and that, like that, they're all in. They all have to go through the same process. They all have to be approved. And we just don't feel that our one small, tiny, truly small property has a negative effect or sets a precedent. And I'd also just go back to saying there are already established businesses in our neighborhood. This is not... It already is not solely a single family residence neighborhood. There's a jewelry store on our jewelry business in a home on our street. There's a real estate business a few houses down from us on our street. And like I mentioned before, there was a daycare that was there for many years. So it's also not changing what it currently already is, really. Yeah. Anything else?
No. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Has everybody spoke that plans to speak tonight? Okay, go ahead.
My name's Bonnie Hart, and I live not very far from them. I can show you.
Yeah, please. You're down?
Down.
Okay. Thank you.
I just have to say, I searched the internet on Airbnbs and the reviews, and they vet people, but people lie. And if you look on the internet and go under the reviews, and I had actually printed out 18 pages of bad reviews of Airbnb, and I forgot to bring it with me, but I didn't think you'd want to see it anyway. But they can't go by that. They can lie, and even if she sees their profiles, they're not always true. But that's really not the issue either. Sure, other people have to come through this whole process again, but they will, and then that means you're going to have to go through this again. The neighborhood just doesn't want it there. We have an acre and a half. We could come back here and say, we want to put a little mini home. And it's not a mini home. It's a trailer. That's all it is. It's a nice trailer, but it's a mobile home. It can be moved. It doesn't look nice in our neighborhood. It does not fit. That's it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. All right, we're going to close the and have board discussion. Any thoughts, board members?
It is just definitely not compatible to the neighborhood. And it's a nice looking unit. I drove down and looked at it. And that's just my opinion.
I would say I applaud the applicants for going and getting the support of the community and their neighbors. I think that is great and always makes it easier. I think that, who knows how I would have voted if I had heard this original application, but we're very narrow focused on the reasons for the original denial and whether there was an error made there. And as I look at those, the nightly rental located in an area the roads are narrow, I think there may have been an issue if RVs and other buses can easily pass through there. I'm not sure that we can use that, and there may have been an error made on that. Concern for safety because it's a mobile. I'm not sure, again, that it's something I even want to address or look at, but maybe for somebody else. I think, unfortunately, like Rick had said, the nightly rental would have an adverse impact on the subdivision. I did hear that the applicant had said that it doesn't have a negative financial or value of their home impact, but I think it does still have an impact on the neighborhood, as I'm sure some people would say. I think it's a definition of impact is what they're looking at there. And that nightly rental not being compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision, there actually is, I believe, precedent set when you let this in. Once there's one, another applicant with a very similar application can't say no to. So I think it does set precedence there, and there are no other nightly rentals. And obviously some people in the crowd here feel that there shouldn't be. So I have trouble saying that all four of those are made in error. There are some, but not others.
I think it's a really tough decision, and whatever you say that there aren't any other commercial businesses, that obviously there are, and the church, whether you define it as commercial or not, whether it's a jewelry business or a church or whatever, if any of those business continue to succeed, then it's going to bring in more traffic. So if any of those, then it would affect the subdivision or the area with more traffic. And obviously everybody hopes that their business will succeed. But I think you're right that if we were to allow it, it would set a precedent that it's true that any property owner then would be able to go through the same process, and it would set a precedent that any of those places could also do the same thing, and that would impact the area and any of these homeowners.
What's really unique about this situation is typically when we're looking at a subdivision that's never had a nightly rental in it before, we look at that as a whole in that subdivision. And what's uniquely different about the situation is we're talking about, even though there's a lot of houses, we're talking about one subdivision with two properties. So this is a maybe a first.
I don't think we have to look at it as a subdivision. We have to look at it as an area.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think they said that it's not compatible with a neighborhood. Not the
okay.
Subdivision. Yeah.
All right. So
I'm sorry,
part says no other nightly rentals in the subdivision. So you're right.
I was reading the adverse impact on the subdivision. So okay. So.
But we have to look at an area. You sure. Can't just look at a two-lot subdivision. You don't know that when you drive through that neighborhood, if it changes from...
Sure. I had no clue before tonight.
Yeah. I didn't either. I drove through it just a couple of days ago, and you don't know when you're entering and leaving subdivision to subdivision to subdivision.
Right.
But my point that I want to finish on that would be that just something to take into consideration, not leaning one way or the other, but the majority of the residences that are across the street and beside them and connected and then joined with them were in favor of it. So that's just, they're supporting it. So I'm just giving that out there as a reminder. Either way.
Scott, can you tell me where is the closest nightly rental that has been approved?
This whole Carson's Court is now zoned NR.
Is that the red?
That's the red.
Oh.
That's an NR designation.
That's do they access it through saying. Eagle Rock, or do they access it from 248?
There is a little access in here somewhere. I don't think it's a real commonly used one, but it's from 248.
Yeah, the main is
there's a couple of entrances from 248. But as far as a permitted one, I didn't find one that was close. Besides this. And real quick, you get at, you know, you're out into the city of Branson.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what their zoning hit really. It's different than ours, so it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah.
And then keep in mind, too, that all this C2, you could do nightly rental in C2, provided by right, just like in R1. Or build a hotel, or...
But it's on the highway.
It's on 248, correct. Yes.
Well,
we just can't look at character references. I think they're fine people and fine family, but we have to look at the impact of the and the errors made in the judgment that has already been made. I think that maybe they did make a couple of errors, but we still have to look at the whole picture, and that is the compatibility.
So just for legality of it, because that's what I'm looking at, the not leaning one way or other, but Scott, please just give a little more clarity on this, because one and two both refer to subdivision. So when that refers to subdivision, are we referring to subdivision, or are we referring to all the subdivisions surrounding the subdivision? Because when we're looking at the legality of it, that's what I'm looking at.
You mean on page 136 of the 023?
Well, if I could maybe state that again, it says here it was denied the nightly rental would have an adverse impact on the subdivision. That subdivision is two lots. And did they mean it's going to have an impact on those two lots, or did they mean neighborhood and not subdivision?
We've worded just, you'd have to ask them. Oh, this is okay. Worded per how they give it. So and they were not asked to explain neighborhood subdivision.
We look for error in law. And bottom line is, it says the nightly rental would have adverse impact on the subdivision, not surrounding subdivisions. So when you have two owners in a subdivision, and both owners are here saying they want it, how...
But that's immaterial, whether they want it or not.
Well, if you're looking at error in the law, how's that immaterial? Because I'm going off of what it says. So I'm just saying, is if it said adverse impact on surrounding subdivisions...
For that statement, it's absolutely an error, because both of the owners in the subdivision...
Black and white. I'm not talking about opinion or neighborhood. I'm talking about legality of it. The second one says...
That should be a concern.
The nightly rental is not compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision. So again, that falls back on the fact that, yes, there's not on the two.